And I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The Alabama Supreme Court has upheld a state program that gives tax credits to families paying for families pay for private school. The Supreme Court ruled Monday that the law does not violate restrictions on giving funds to private religious schools because the money goes to parents. The law gives income tax credits to help parents pay for private school if their child attends a failing public one. It also gives tax credits for donations to scholarship programs. Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange says in a news release this afternoon, the Supreme Court's ruling makes it crystal clear that Alabama parents have the right to to school choice in seeking the best education for their children. And the city of Selma is preparing to remember the 50th anniversary of the attack known as Bloody Sunday. Today also marks 50 years since the funeral of civil rights activist Jimmie Lee Jackson. His death at the hands of an Alabama state trooper is considered one of the reasons Dr. Martin Luther King came to Selma to help organize the Voting Rights March. Vera Jenkins Booker is the nurse that tended to Jackson when he was brought into Good Samaritan Hospital in Selma.
He lived about 8 days, and he passed away. And it really bothered me because I was just so sure that he'd be all right. And I had assured him that up until the end. You know, you're going to be all right. Kind of bothered me.
Booker was also called upon to help civil rights marchers who were beaten by state troopers as they tried to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge on Bloody Sunday. And it's being called the biggest vote in Tuscaloosa County in 30 years. Voters are heading to the polls to decide whether or not to renew a series of property taxes with the dollars going towards education. County voters will say yes or no on a $1.5 million property tax and a $4 million tax. City voters will decide $15.5 million taxes for schools. $1 million means your tax bill goes up by $1 for every $1,000 of assessed property value. Dr. Liz Swinford is the superintendent for Tuscaloosa County Schools. She says the renewal of these taxes will fund things like pre-K and a virtual learning center.
But at the end of the day, $2 million is a lot of money. And by the tax passing, we just keep the same finance, you know, the same money, the same amount of income, pretty much level. So we really need it.
By law, the school tax in Tuscaloosa County has to be renewed every 30 years. 80% chance of showers in the Tennessee Valley, lows in the lower 60s, and cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers late, lows in the lower 60s in Mobile and the Gulf Shores. I'm Mackenzie Bates.